朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
我想稍微改变一下话题啊，就是一个今天要分享的比较严肃的题目。
So I'm going to switch the topic a little bit, and today what I'm about to share is pretty important and serious.
我们是生活在一个充满对上帝藐视和背叛的世界。
We're living a rebellious generation who disobey God.
每一天我们所接触的都是反对神。
Every day what we touch is always opposing to our God.
人所关心的就是怎么样在这个世界过一个好的生活。
Every day we're so occupied with how to live a better life in this world.
但是神所关心的是人的灵魂。
But God, He cares about our soul.
他在帮助人归向他。
He helped us to come back to him.
为了这个缘故，上帝选召了一些的人。
And because for that reason, God has selected a few.
就是你跟我要在这个世上过一个敬虔的生活。
You and I, so that we can in this world live a life in reverence to God.
所以我们可以预备永生，而按着他的旨意在这个地上过他要我们过的生活。
So we can prepare ourselves to be separated to live the eternal life and to live according his commands and decrees.
因此我们人活在这个世界不是为了赚钱养家。
So that when we live in this world, our purpose is not to make money or to only provide for our family.
而是在这一个弯曲悖谬的世代中为神建立一个敬虔的家庭。
But in this crooked and warped world, it's our job to create a godly family for our God.
那什么是建立敬虔家庭的基础呢？
So what is the foundation to create a strong godly family?
有一节重要的经文，我们一起来读，在生命记第十章十二到十三节。Deuteronomy 10, 12 to 13. Let's read together.以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。神要我们敬畏他，爱他，尽心尽性地侍奉他。
God's desire is for us to love him, revere him, and give him all our heart and all our soul.
这个是一个敬虔家庭的基础。
And that's the foundation to a godly family.
我们不是要赚很多的钱，住很大的房子。
It's not that we want to make a lot of money or live in a big house.
我们也不是要有很好的成绩，很多的优秀表现。
Or is that we have accomplished so much in this world.
那是叫人羡慕我们。
Or have people envy us.
而不是上帝的意思。
And that's not the original intent of our God.
人的标准不是神的标准。
What we use to measure ourselves is not the same measuring that God gives us.
神的要求非常的简单。
And what God of us asks of us are very simple.
他就是要我们敬畏他，和他保持一个密切的关系。
He just wants us to revere him, love him, and have a close relationship with him.
这样我们才能够真正的享受他赐给我们的一切。
So that we can truly enjoy all the blessings from our God.
要不然人的灵魂将要去一个没有神怜悯的地方，那是上帝最不愿意见到的事。
And what God really do not want for us is to go to a place where our spirit will never see God again.
所以我们活在这个世界，跟世界上的人最不同的地方就在这里。
And the way we live in this world, and we're so different from the rest of the people in this world, are that's the difference with God.
我们是要为上帝建立一个属于他的国度在地上。
And we need to build a king, heavenly kingdom in this earth.
这是我们人生的目的。
And that's our purpose.
那怎么样我们能够培育敬虔的后代呢？
And how do we build up, raise our children to be reverent to God?
基本上有四个步骤。
And there are four steps.
第一，我们要认识这个世界和我们的孩子。
And first, know the worldly situation and know our children.
在腓立比书第二章十五节说，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这个弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。首先我们要了解，我们是住在一个被撒旦所占据的世界。
First, we need to understand this world belongs to Satan.
It's not belong to Satan. It's occupied,
it's occupied
by
Satan.
Satan.
Thank you.
世界上有许多的灾难，都是因为人不肯顺从神的结果。
And all the disasters and challenges are the result of not of people not willing to obey God.
我们自己和我们的儿女天天都受到这个世界邪恶的势力的攻击。
Ourselves, our children, every day are challenged by the world.
在公司里面上班，老板公司不断地给我们压力，抢夺我们心中的平安。
Every day at work, our bosses give us so much pressure at work that take away the peace in our heart.
在学校里面，天天有人想要bully我们，来使我们失去平安。
And at school, the many kids want to bully us, cause us to lose our peace.
有各种的 email 要欺骗人，有各种的暴力色情要占据我们的心思。
And there are many emails trying to take advantage of us, and there's more messages of sexual as well disasters that cause take occupies our heart.
什么叫做上瘾？什么叫做上瘾？就是你不能够控制那个诱惑。
What is called temptation? So that you're not able to control
addiction.
The addiction.
就是你做的事情不敢跟别人讲，那就是上瘾了。
So addiction is something that you are not, you're doing, but you're not able to share.
路加福音二十二章三十一节说，主又说，西门西门，撒旦想要得到你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。你晓得，撒旦要得到我们，要控制我们。
As you know, Satan want to get hold of us.
更重要，更可怕的是，他想得到我们的儿女。
And the most, the scary part is they also want to control our children.
在这一刻，也许你就在想，这不是真的。
At the moment, you may feel that it's not real.
但事实上，每一天这个世界的环境就在告诉你，这不是真的。
And the environment that we live in this world tell us that's not true.
啊，只有那些老古板那些六十岁以上的在教会里面那些老人才会讲这样的话。
It's only those who have been church for many years, 60 years plus, that who keep on telling you this.
但是你知道，你的孩子们每一天放学回家，他在做什么事吗
？But do you know every day when your children go home after school, do you know what they're doing?
你认识你孩子们的朋友吗？
And do you know your children's friends?
你知道他们怎么样的影响你的儿女吗
？Do you know how these friends influence your children?
这一个世界是对神背叛的世界。
This world is a rebellious, world against God.
我们不能等到我们儿女进到大学，然后才突然发现他们不要这个信仰。
We cannot wait until the kids go to college and realize they do not want God.
第二，我们需要为他们预备一个敬虔的环境和榜样。
And we need to provide them, second, provide them a godly environment and role model.
箴言十四章二十六到二十七节说，敬畏耶和华的大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。聪明人制造环境，愚昧人被环境制造。
A wise person creates the environment, but a foolish person have the environment control them.
家是你自己建立的。
The whole home is you created.
如果你不营造一个敬畏神的家，没有人会替你造的。
If you don't create a godly home, nobody will create it for you.
我们如果不肯追求一个圣洁的生活，我们也不可能有敬虔的儿女。
If we do not live a holy life, there will not, we should not expect that we will have children that will revere God.
真正的祝福不是你的儿女有好工作进常春藤大学，真正的祝福是你的女儿女有神的属灵生命在他们里面。
The true blessing is not that your children get to go to Ivy League or have really, fantastic jobs, but the true blessing is to haveGod's spirit in them, and they have a close relationship with God.
有一天，你的孩子们，他们也能够影响别人，让他们的朋友也成为神所喜爱的人。
And one day, your children will influence others, have their friends also to know God.
而且他们也能够传递我们这样子的一个意向，就是上帝选召我们要在这个世界建立一个属于他自己的国度。
And be able to share the vision that God selected us and want us to create a heavenly kingdom in this world.
所以我们需要为我们的儿女营造一个属灵的环境，就是我们的家。
And we need to create a godly environment for our children, which is our home.
父母对儿女的影响都是在不知不觉当中。
And parents' influence to our children is happens quietly.
每一年的父亲节，我会把我女儿过去给我的这一些卡片拉出来读一读。
And every Father's Day, I will take out the Father's Day card from my daughter and take them out to read them.
有的时候我会很高兴，也有一些懊悔。
And there are many times I'm happy, and there are times I have regrets.
因为这一些过去的没有办法再去弥补。
And what passed, I could not go back again.
那一些没有花在他们身上的时间也不可能再有过。
And the lost time, I no longer can gain back.
我有没有为我的儿女预备一个敬虔的家庭呢？
Did I provide a godly family for my children?
当我跟我师母两个在争执的时候，那个我在讲很多好听的道也没有用。
When me and my wife were arguing,No matter how good a sermon I give, it really doesn't matter.
可是当我诚实的认错，我请我的配偶原谅，我的孩子才会体会什么是基督徒真正的爱。
When I come to my wife and ask for forgiveness, and then my children can see what is really to be a Christian.
第三个敬虔家庭乃是要教导和实践神的话。
And the third point to have a godly family is to teach and practice word of God.
时间的有限，我不读这一段大家都熟悉的经文。神为什么要给我们他的话？
Why does God give us his words?
就是叫我们能够遵照的去行。
So that we can follow and obey.
圣经不是挂在墙上或者是摆在桌上。
And the Bible is not to hang on the wall or put on a table.
乃是要放在我们的心中，存忆在我们的记忆里。
It's to put in our heart and remember.
父母一个非常重要的责任，就是要教导儿女神的话。
And the most important responsibility for parents is to teach our children of God's word.
但很不幸的，大部分的父母都没有被装备好来教导儿女神的话。
Unfortunately, many parents are not prepared, ill-equipped themselves to teach God's word to their children.
我们花很多的心力要教他们中文中文，但是我们没有花更多的精力去教导他们圣经。
We spend a lot of time teaching our children how to speak Chinese, learn Chinese, but never spend the time to teach them God's word.
我们很谢谢我们青少年事工的同工们，他们真是尽心竭力的来教导我们的儿女。
And we want to give thanks to, you know, the youth counselors, the youth pastors that really spend the time to teach our youth.
但是把儿女带到教会不等于他们有一个属灵的生命。
But just simply taking our children to church does not that means they have a spiritual life.
他们需要一个敬虔的父母去帮助他们实践神的话。
And they need a godly parents to live and practice the word of God.
第四点，一个敬虔的家需要有合一的管教和爱护。
And the God family, the fourth point, is to have a proper discipline in love.
箴言十三章第二十四节说，不忍用杖打儿子，是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。还有一节，在十五章三十二节，弃绝管教的是轻看自己的生命，听从责备的却得智慧。我想大多数的青少年恐怕都不太喜欢这一节的经文。
I think most of the youth probably don't like this verses.
但如果你仔细的想一想，这句话其实非常的对。
But if you think about it for a moment, actually what's shared here is actually very true.
因为爱与真理必须同时存在。
Love and truth need to happen at the same time.
不按着真理去爱，那就是利爱。
To love not according to truth is to be spoiling somebody.
那个结果是很可怕的。
And the result from that is very scary.
做一个顺命的儿女是蒙神祝福的事情。
And to be obedient children is a blessing from God.
中文这个管教其实是两个字。
The Chinese word discipline is actually two separate individual characters.
管是指的纠正错误的事情。
And the first word 管 is actually to correct.
教是引导他做对的事情。
And the second word 教 is to teach.
所以一个父母如果只管而不教，会给儿女们留下一个错误的印象，就是说很多事我不能做而已。
If a parent only look at to correct, then you give the wrong impression to our children, so they will say there are many, many things they could not do.
但是他们没有被鼓励去做那些该做的事。
But they were never encouraged to do what they should do.
神他也管教我们。
And God also disciplined us.
有的时候我们生活中会出现一些的困难，那是因为我们犯罪的结果。
And there are times we run into challenges in our life, and that's the result of our sin.
好比说你开车超速，你被警察捉到，给你开罚单。
For example, when you drive fast and exceeding speeding limit, and you got a ticket.
这是你错误的管。
And that is the correction, the discipline part.
但是有的时候不是因为我们的错，好像别人开车撞到你，也把你车子撞坏了。
And there may be times that it's really not our fault that somebody run into you.
这是因为我们是活在一个罪恶的世界中。
And that's because we live in a sinful world.
那神容许是因为他要教我们。
And God allows it because he wants to teach us something.
他教我们要变得有耐心，有饶恕人的心。
And teach us to have patience and to have a heart of forgiveness.
所以管教事实上不但是纠正错误，更是要帮助他们做对的事。
And the discipline part is not only to correct what they do wrong, but also teach them what's right.
我们当中有一些年轻的父母，让我来稍微提醒一下对孩子，就是年幼孩子的管教。
And there's something, we have parents with very young children. I just want to bring it up to have a couple special points on this.
管教包括体罚 corporal discipline.
Okay.So that you'll be part of the discipline.
Yeah. 所以对于体罚我们要理解圣经是容许的。
And discipline, basically, you know, spanking the type of things, the Bible allows it.
但是那个是最后的手段。
But that's the last resort.
如果我们要打孩子呢，有五件事情我们要注意。
If we do want to, you know, hit our children, there are five things we need to remember.
当然，首先你要打到别人看不见的地方，就是。
First, you got to hit somebody that, you know, place where nobody can see.
第一，生气的时候不可以打。
When you're in anger, you should not hit.
第二，打的时候轻重有分别，按照他的错误。
And between how hard or light you hit is based on what they did wrong.
第三，一定要医治，以前打，现在打，将来打，这个医治，而且一定父母要相同。
So the consequence of how much you hit, it had to be consistent, the punishment.
第四，管教是为了跟儿女更接近，而不是更疏远。
The discipline is to be closer to your children, not to drive them away.
第五，要打的话要小，趁小打，大了不能打。
And fifth, when you hit is when they're really young. When they get older, you shouldn't do that anymore.
而且打的东西不能是你的手，是一个尺或者是一个木棍，绝对不能是你的手。
And when you hit, should not be used your hand. It could be a ruler or something equivalent.
那孩子们到了接近青少年就不能再打。
And when they're close to the youth age, you shouldn't do that anymore.
那而且打是最后的手段，我们应当跟孩子们讲理啊。如果他讲理也讲不通的时候，我们才考虑用体罚。
So hitting should be the last resort. We should start off with explaining why and the reason. Until there's really no way forward, then you go to the last resort.
我建议十岁以后的孩子就不应当体罚了。
So after 10 years old, you should not be disciplining kids that way.
啊。青少年只能够用后果式的处理。
And for the youth, you should share with them the consequence as a way to communicate.
不是 share consequence, 是需要拉走他们的特权，这是他们犯错的一个后果。
To take away their
privilege
as a consequence.
我们没有时间讲，我们最后就来做个总结。我们是生活在一个弯曲悖谬的时代中，所以我们生活的目的是要为上帝建立一个敬虔的家庭。
We live in a warped and crooked generation, and our goal is to create a godly family.
各位年轻人 ，our youth here， 你与别人不同的地方，不是在乎于你是黄种人。
And what all the youth here, what's the difference between you and others is not because you're Asian.
乃是因为你是被拣选的一个属灵的后代。
But because you were chosen by God.
你不要也可以，那是你自己的选择。
And you can choose not to take it.
所以神把你放在一个基督徒的家中，是要跟你的父母一同来建立一个敬畏神的家。
When God put you in a Christian family, He said you can and your family can work together to build a godly family.
All youth, I want you to hear this clearly. You probably don't have many opportunities to hear that. And I'm saying this seriously to you if you are here today. The reason God chosen you is you going to work with your parents to build upGodly family for God. That's the plan God for you. 教育一个敬虔的后代，我们需要有四个步骤。
And to raise up offspring that's godly, there are four steps.
第一，我们要认识这个世界和我们自己的儿女。
And first, we need to know the world environment and know our children.
第二，我们要为孩子预备一个敬虔的环境和榜样。
And second, we need to provide them with a godly environment and role model.
第三，我们要教导并且要实践神的话。
And third, we need to teach and practice the word of God.
第四，我们要用合宜的方法去管教跟爱护我们的子女。
And four, we need to discipline in love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
Father God, we thank you for this morning.Especially this is a Mother's Day as we heard so many good sharing from the bottom of their hearts. We know that your love is in our midst. But more important, Lord, the message that you give to us this morning, let's build a godly family for the kingdom of God in this world. Help us, Lord.And take this message into our hearts. 天父上帝，我们感谢你，让我们今天能够在这里一同庆祝母亲节。我们感谢主给我们很好的母亲，我们也感谢主给我们很好的儿女，让我们所听到的见证跟分享，我们都受到鼓励， 但是求主让我们不要忘记，我们在这世上真正的目的是要建立一个敬虔的家庭，为建立神在这世上国度的见证。求主来帮助我们，赐福我们 Mason 的教会。我们这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。